another medrash says that Eibusha says that when you left Mitzrayim, you left Aniu Veizdini, was me together with my Beisdin. It wasn't me myself. So therefore the Gula wasn't permanent. But in the future, it will be I myself will go in front of you. So basically, the Nekuda that Chassidus says is like this. This is in Tanya Perek Lamed Aleph. Chassidus says this many times. That the Gula of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the bad, the evil, was still in the world and in the Neshamas of the Eden, which is maybe more important to us, was still betakva, was still in its full strength. They would have stayed an extra second in Mitzrayim, they would have been totally sunk into the 50th gate of Tumah, they wouldn't have been able to come out. So they had to run away. The avoid of Sur Mirar, turning away from evil, means you have to run away from evil. The idea you're escaping. So this is why, since by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the world itself wasn't refined yet, the Yidden weren't refined, so they had to run away. Like the Atreb explains in Tanya, Pare had no choice. If they didn't would have told Pare we're going forever, he wouldn't have, what was he going to do? But the fact that they had to run away wasn't so much as physically they had to run away, but spiritually they had to run away. However, when Mashiach will come, the bad will be taken away from the world. The bad will be taken away from the Eden. So where are they going to have to run away from? The Gula won't be in the way, you'll be running away. You'll be going out of Golos, but you're not going to be escaping from Golos, right? The darkness will be transformed to light, so it won't be in the way that you're running away. What does this all have to do with the fact that the Gula of Mitzrayim was through a human being, and the future redemption will be through the Eibishter, that the Gula of Mitzrayim was compared to a candle, and the future redemption is compared to sunlight, or the difference between night and day? So the difference in the Eibusher and Beis Dino, the Eibusher himself and his basis, so put it in a nutshell, Chassidus says is the Gula of Yetzias Mitzrayim, despite the fact that it was very powerful, we all know the Rebbe Rashab, we say in Haggad, the Nigla Aleim Malach Malacham Lacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golam, B'chvoidei V'atzmei, right? Eibusher himself revealed himself upon them. But nevertheless, Chassidus still emphasizes that revelation went through the Midah of Malchus, it went through the level of a Malach Laman. Or if you want to use other terms, it was temporary. It wasn't the level that was bli shinuim, that was unchangeable. So it was a great revelation, and it had an effect. The effect lasts until today. Yetzias Mitzrayim, he never reverted back to that state they were before Yetzias Mitzrayim. But nevertheless, it didn't refine the world enough on the fundamental way. The Gula Asid will be the Eibushit himself. It means a level which is higher. It's the essence of the Eibushit which doesn't express itself through the lower levels, Mamali Klam, whatever you want to call it, where there's changes, where there's fluctuations. Eibushit himself, there's also the difference between night and day, the sun, referring to the Eibushit himself. So since the Gula comes from that level, there's no changes, it comes from the Eibushit himself, there's no changes, the Gula is eternal. Samet Savar is also, it's interesting, the Sikh of the Rebbe in Chelek Lamed Aleph, I think, in Parshas Va'era, the Rebbe explains there, in Avodah of a person, how does he know he reached the level of Gula, if his Avodah Hashem is without Shinuyim? Golos, a person could be a big tzaddik, but if his avodah could fluctuate, that's not gula. Gula means that it's a revelation of godliness that doesn't change. So if a person is avodah's ups and downs, it's still not the level of gula.